Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, we're going to continue our discussion, although brief, of the Reducing Crime and Keeping California Safe Act that I've spoken to you about before, in its attempts to improve and correct problems resulting from California Propositions 47, 57, and AB 109, which combined have released tens of thousands of inmates. They've strained local jails, and it's fueling a surge in local crime and homelessness throughout the state, including here on the North Coast. Last time I talked about violence and the violent aspects of this that this attempts to address, specifically violence. But there's more to this act, and since it's now beginning to receive more attention, let's discuss those briefly. First, it reinstates DNA collection for certain crimes that were reduced to misdemeanors under Prop 47. What that means is that under Prop 47, cold case hits have fallen dramatically because they've stopped collecting DNA from theft and drug offenders. It solves cases. It's been happening continually since the start of the DNA collection protocol, but Prop 47 put a huge stop on that type of collection. It also makes serial theft a felony for offenders convicted of a third theft of property valued at $250 or more. This should be a red flag to cause you to look at what's been happening before and a green flag to support the Reducing Crime and Keeping California Safe Act, because Prop 47 reduced to a misdemeanor theft of under $950, and it failed to account for thieves who steal repeatedly. All of us are familiar with the stories of people who time after time after time are stealing and not being held accountable. This will correct that problem at long last. It also requires a mandatory hearing to determine whether parole should be revoked for a parolee who violates the terms of their parole for the third time. Currently, parolees can violate parole repeatedly with little consequences. This is AB 109, which bases parole solely on an offender's commitment offense, resulting in the release of inmates with serious and violent criminal histories. Remember the name. Reducing Crime and Keeping California Safe Act. Sign on this one. Support this one. Chiefs and sheriffs all over the state should be doing the same. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.